عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أوكي، بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 43rd session from Medina Book 2. And the lesson that we want to deal with today is lesson number 27. Lesson number 27. Now, I mentioned in the email this morning to please try to read the key to this lesson, which we read last week in the class. But especially point number one, and the first point in the key, that is on page 87, 88, and 89. Because point number one deals with the first type of fi'l mu'tal for ajwaf, the first type. And there are three categories of the mu'tal verb, the ajwaf mu'tal verb. There are three types, or three groups, that we're going to look at in this lesson. The first of them is dealt with in point number one. So I wanted you to look at point number one especially. And the exercises from 1 through 17 are dealing with this first type of mu'tal ajwaf verb. Yani the mu'tal verb that has a defect in the ayn. It's called ajwaf. The first 17 exercises is just dealing with that. It's dealing with the past tense, dealing with the present tense marfoon, present tense majzoom, dealing with the fi'l amr, and so on. It's dealing with when it's majzoom by la and nahiya, and when it's majzoom because of lam. All these exercises are all dealing with the ajwaf, defective ajwaf verb, but it's dealing with the first group of them. Yani meaning the type that is like qala yaqulu. What's qala yaqulu? Qala is originally qawala. So that means it's from the group of fatha dhamma. Like kharaja yakhruju. Fatha dhamma group. Okay, we also have fatha kasra group and kasra fatha group. These are three groups of ajwaf verbs. We want to deal with each group separately. So we only want to deal with the first group here today, okay? Okay, so I asked you to look at the point number one from the English key, especially on pages 87, 88, and 89, and also to read the dialogue on page 180 and 181 of the English Arabic text of the book, and look over the exercises from 1 through 17. Perhaps you didn't have a chance to look over all of them, but hopefully you will have carefully looked at 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15, because those are the main points from the exercises that a person has to study carefully. Exercise number 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15. And if there were any questions, inshallah, you know, we'll try to look at them as we go through the exercises. But the first thing I want to do is, before reading the dialogue, which is yani the main thing we want to do today, we want to read the dialogue, and we're going to start going through the exercises for the first type of verb. But before I do that, I want to go back and look at the key a little bit. Okay, hoping that you have already read the key. And we did read it in class last week. Okay, so I'm going to just make a couple of points from the key here. Again, I'm going to say that it is incumbent upon you to study this chapter carefully, and the following chapter likewise, very, very carefully. Because there are a lot of irregularities in the verbs that are dealt with in these two chapters, the ajwaf and the naqis verbs. So it's going to require you to do the exercises thoroughly, maybe even more than once, and to study the rules carefully, and even maybe memorize some of them. Okay, so we're going to look at the key again. Lesson number 27, English key in the back of the book, page 87. In this lesson we learn the following. Number one, the mu'tal al-ayn, or ajwaf verbs. What do we mean by mu'tal al-ayn? What do we mean by that? Al-mu'tal al-ayn, what does that mean? They have weakness in the middle. Okay, the mu'tal verbs are three types. Mu'tal al-fa, that means the weak letter is in the beginning. Mu'tal al-ayn, which means the weak letter is in the middle. And mu'tal al-lam, which means the weak letter is on the end. Okay, so we already dealt with mu'tal al-fa, the weak letter is in the beginning. Like waqafa, wahaba, wada'a, and so on. The weak letter is in the beginning. Now, in this chapter 27, we're looking at the weak letter in the middle. It's called al-mu'tal al-ayn. Why? Because the weak letter is in the ayn, the middle letter of the root. Okay? The name of this verb is al-ajwaf. The name of it is al-ajwaf. But the description of it is that its weak letter is in the middle. That's why it's called al-mu'tal al-ayn, meaning the weak letter is in the middle. Okay? So in this lesson, we learn the following. The mu'tal al-ayn, or ajwaf verbs. As we have seen earlier, these verbs have waw or ya as the second radical. Meaning, the second radical in the root of the verb is the weak letter, waw or ya. The weak letter is waw or ya. Sometimes it may appear as an aleph, but that aleph is originally a waw or ya. So the weak letter in these verbs is either waw or ya. Sometimes it will be clear that it's waw or ya. Sometimes you will only see it in the mudari. Sometimes you will only see it in the masdar. Okay? Otherwise, sometimes it will appear in the madi and the mudari as an aleph. But originally, it's not aleph. Okay? So the weak letter in the middle radical of the verb is why we call it mu'tal al-ayn, because it's in the middle of the verb. And its name is ajwaf. And that weak letter is either going to be a waw or ya. Okay, here are some examples of such verbs. Qala yaqulu. Okay, qala yaqulu. That the weak letter is in the middle. Zara yazuru. The weak letter is in the middle. Ba'a yabi'u. You see, in ba'a yabi'u, the weak letter in the mudari, we see that it's ya. As opposed to qala yaqulu, it's waw. Zara yazuru, it's waw. In ba'a yabi'u, the weak letter in the mudari, we see that it's ya. We don't see it in the madi, but we see it in the mudari. It's ya. Likewise, sara yasiru. We see in the mudari that the weak letter is ya. Nama yanamu, we don't see the weak letter here. In both the madi and the mudari, we see aleph. But originally, nama yanamu, this nama originally is na-wi-ma. It's originally na-wi-ma. So we know from that the weak letter is a waw. So this is a waw type of ajwaf verb. And likewise, khafa yakhafu, originally it is, the khafa is originally khawifa, khawifa. Alright, so it's a waw also, weak letter, ajwaf. Now, as I said earlier, we know if it's waw or ya, from the mudari, in some cases, as in qala yaqulu, we know it's waw. As in ba'a yabi'u, we know it's ya. But in nama yanamu and khafa yakhafu, we don't know from the mudari, but we know from the masdar. The masdar of nama yanamu is naum. So we see that it's waw. And the masdar from khafa yakhafu is khawf. So we see that it's waw. Alright? So these verbs have undergone certain changes as explained below. Qala is originally qawala, qawala. But in the mudari, we see its form, yaqulu, so we know that it's waw. The mudari form, yaqulu, is also originally yaqwulu, yaqwulu. This form is just like the normal verbs that are not weak verbs, like the AU group that has fatta in the madi and dhamma in the mudari. The AU group, like kharaja yakhruju, has dhamma in the mudari. Kharaja yakhruju. Dakhala yadkhulu. These are AU group normal verbs, and here qala yaqulu is an AU group, but it's an irregular verb. Okay, so in other words, it has dhamma in the madi. In the madi it has fatta, in the mudari it has dhamma. So originally the madi is qawala fatha, and the mudari is yaqwulu dhamma. So it's AU group. Qawala yaqwulu. But the qawala is transformed into qala. So the waw is deleted and is transformed into aleph. It becomes qala. And the yaqwulu is transformed by moving the dhamma from the waw to the qaf that has sukun. If you move the Dhamma from the Waw to the Qaf that has Sukoon, it becomes Yaqulu. You switch the Dhamma to the Sukoon and the Sukoon to the place where the Dhamma is at, and you get Yaqulu. So, originally it's Qawala and Yaqulu, but now we are seeing it as Qala Yaqulu. So this is one of the changes that is undergone in this type of defective verb, the Ajwaf verb, that's from the A-U group. It's originally Qawala Yaqulu, but we have it now as Qala Yaqulu. The second group is the A-I group. Yani Sara Yasiru. Sara is originally Sa-Ya-Ra. Okay? And Yasiru is originally Yas-Yiru. Yas-Yiru. Yas-Yiru is the same as the normal verbs like Jalasa Yajlisu. Jalasa Yajlisu. Fatha in the Madi and Kasra in the Mudari. Jalasa Yajlisu. So this is of the same form. It's originally Sayara Yasiru. So it's Fatha Kasra group. Now the Fatha Kasra group is a different group from the Fatha Dhamma group, and we're going to take them separately. The first 17 exercises deal with Fatha Dhamma group, like Qala Yaqulu. So we're going to look at a lot of verbs that's from that group. Fatha Dhamma, Qala Yaqulu. We're going to look at those. We're going to look at a lot of examples for them, and we're going to conjugate all of these different verbs and practice with one group at a time. After that, we're going to go to the second group, like Sara Yasiru. Okay, that's Fatha Kasra group. Okay? We're going to go to them second. We'll do all the exercises for them separately. And then we'll go to the third group, which is Kasra Fatha group. Yani, the example that they have here is Nama Yanamu, which is an originally, Nama is originally Nawima. So it takes Kasra in the Madi. And in the Mudari, it's Yan Wamu, so it takes Fatha in the Mudari. So this is a Kasra Fatha group, like Shariba Yashrabu. Like Shariba Yashrabu. Shariba Kasra in the Madi, Yashrabu Fatha in the Mudari. This is what? Kasra Fatha group. Okay, that's a third group, and we're going to take them separately. All the exercises deal with them, we'll deal with them separately, with the Madi, the Mudari, the Majzoom, and so on, the command form. We're going to deal with each of these three groups separately. The first group, Qala Yaqulu, is Fatha Dhamma group, like Kharaja Yakhruju. The second group, Sara Yasiru, those that are like that, are from the Fatha Kasra group, like Jalasa Yajlisu. And the third group, Nama Yanamu, is like the normal verbs like Shariba, Yashrabu, Kasra, Fatha group. Okay, so these are three different groups, and we're going to take each one separately. Alright? Now, after this it says, these verbs undergo some more changes. And what's the first change? That Qala Yaqulu is originally Qawala Yaqulu. But it's changed to Qala Yaqulu. That's the first type of change. Now, it says, these verbs undergo some more changes at the time of their isnad to mutaharrik pronouns. Yani, what are mutaharrik pronouns? The footnote on the bottom says, a mutaharrik pronoun is a pronoun which is followed by a vowel, like yashrabna, the noon with fatha. Or, like, sharibtu, or sharibta, or sharibti, or in this case it would be, like dakhaltu, dakhalta or dakhalti, from dakhala yadkhulu, a, you know, the fatha dhamma group, okay? So, when the mutaharrik pronoun is attached to the verb in conjugating the verb, this verb is going to also, it's going to take on more changes. The second pronoun is the pronoun that has no vowel, like zahabu, like the vowel jama'a in zahabu. Okay, all the pronouns in the Madi are mutaharrik, except three, that is dhahaba, dhahabu, and dhahabat. Dhahaba, dhahabu, and dhahabat. All the rest of the pronouns in the past tense verbs are mutaharrik. Yani dhahabtu, dhahabta, dhahabti, dhahabtum, dhahabtunna, all of these are mutaharrik pronouns. The only ones that are not mutaharrik is dhahaba, dhahabu, and dhahabat. So if you see these three forms, dhahaba means Second means third person, masculine singular. Huwa dhahaba. That form of the verb, we're not going to see any change in it. It's going to remain as it is. Dhahaba. Dhahabu is the third person, masculine plural. Hum dhahabu. So you have huwa dhahaba and hum dhahabu, and you have hiya dhahabat. Feminine, singular, third person, plural. I mean, feminine, singular, third person, yani dhahabat, hiya dhahabat. These three forms, huwa, hiya, and hum. These three forms of the verb, we're not going to see any further modification in the verb form. But all the rest of the verb forms, the other seven, we're going to see more changes. Because these are irregular verbs. So these three are going to remain the same. Dhahaba is going to remain with its fatha. Dhahabat is going to remain with fatha. Dhahabu is going to remain with fatha. But we're going to see the other forms of the verbs that are connected to the pronouns al-mutaharrik, like tu and ta and ti and tum and tunna, all of them, we're going to see that there's further modification in them. What is the modification? Let's see. Yes. Wait. Yes, go ahead. Yeah. Nama yanamu originally is na wima yanwamu. Yes, this is from the Kasra Fatha group. Look, we need to get this on the board, right? Nama yanamu is originally na wa ma. Na wima. Yen wa mu. Okay, like shariba yashrabu. It's just like shariba kasra. And here yashrabu yash with fatha. Yashrabu. That means it's kasra fatha. This is the same thing. Nawima is kasra fatha. So it's from kasra fatha group. Originally it's nawima. We're seeing it as nama yanamu. But originally it's nawima yanwamu. So nawima is kasra in the madi, fatha in the mudari. So this is kasra fatha group. This is kasra fatha group. Like shariba yashrabu. Yes, that's what it is. It's originally na wi ma. Nam yen wa mu. That's what it originally is, but it's modified because it's an irregular verb. So originally it should have been in Arabic language, it should have been na wi ma yen wa mu. But because of this irregularity here, right, this waw is transformed into aleph, becomes nama. And this waw also is transformed into aleph, so it becomes ya, here, right, ya, this becomes fatha, this waw becomes an aleph, becomes ya namu. The waw is transformed into aleph. That's how you get nama yanamu. Originally it was waw, but it's written as an aleph.
Why
did they change it? Yeah, they changed it. I mean, I don't know if they wrote any books explaining why they changed it, but it's clear to me that the reason why they changed it is the normal reason why they change anything in Arabic is to make it easier. It's easier to say nama than to say nawima. It's clearly easier to say nama. Yan wa mu. It's easier to say yanamu. That's easier. Nama yanamu is much easier than nawima yan wa mu. It's hard to say it. It's hard to say it. Nama yanamu is easy. No difficulty involved in it at all. So they normally change letters when it's hard to pronounce something to make it easy. We're just saying what it originally was, so you could see how is it from the IA group, Kasra Fatha. How is it? Because originally it's Nawima with Kasra. Yen Wamu with Fatha. That's how it's from the IA group. So it works just like IA group in normal verbs, like Shariba Yashrabu. It works like them. But it, because of the defect in it, certain letters are changed. Now. Mutaharrik. Mutaharrik. Okay, haraka is the word that's used for vowels in Arabic. So if a mutaharrik pronoun means a pronoun that has a vowel as opposed to a pronoun that has no vowel. Like zahabu, the pronoun is wow, right? In zahabu, the pronoun is wow al-jama'ah. Yani who is the one doing the action in zahabu? Hum. Hum is represented by wow, which is called wow al-jama'ah. It's the wow that represents plural. Zahabu, right? They went, right? So that plural, that pronoun, there has no vowel. It doesn't have a vowel. So that means it's not mutaharrik. Mutaharrik means it has a vowel. Like ta. Like zahabta. Anta. Zahabta. Zahabtu. Zahabti. It has a vowel. That's mutaharrik. That's what we mean by mutaharrik. The what? Isnad means when you connect the root form of the verb to the pronoun. The root form of the verb is zahaba, right? When you connect it to the pronoun for ana, you say zahabtu. When you connect it to anta, you say zahabta. For anta, you say zahabti. So these ta, tu, and ti, these are the pronouns that when you connect it to the root form of the verb, that's called isnad. Isnad means to connect something. You know, how is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Buni al-Islam ala khams, how is it connected to the Prophet? By isnad. By isnad. What is the isnad? Abu Huraira. Somebody heard it from Abu Huraira. Somebody heard it from the President, heard it from Abu Huraira. So that isnad means it's the connector that connects the hadith to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huh? Yeah, like a root. A transmission, a chain of transmission. It's called isnad. So that's what they mean by isnad. They mean connecting the pronoun to, or ta, or ti, or tum, or tunna, connecting it to the verb zahaba. When you connect it to a mutaharrik pronoun, there's going to be more changes. They just want to know, what is a mutaharrik pronoun? Mutaharrik pronoun is a pronoun that has a vowel. So when you make isnad of the verb to the pronoun, if it's a mutaharrik pronoun, there's going to be more changes. Originally it was zahabu, right? It was zahaba and zahabat with fatha. But when you connect it to the mutaharrik pronoun, it's not going to be fatha anymore. The vowel is going to change. Okay? So this is what they mean. This is one of the changes that's going to take place. Okay, let's see what it says here. These verbs undergo some more changes at the time of isnad, connecting to mutaharrik pronouns. Pronouns like tu, ta, and ti. These changes are as follows. Okay, number one, there are changes in the madi, and further on down we're going to see that there are changes in the mudari. Okay, there are changes in the madi and changes in the mudari. Let's look at the changes in the madi. In the madi, A, if the ajwaf verb is of AU group, what do we mean by AU group? Like a verb that has fatha in the madi and dhamma in the mudari, like kharaja, yakhruju. Okay? In this case, the ajwaf verb that we're talking about here is qawala yaqulu. Qawala is fatta in the madi, yaqulu dhamma in the mudari. So that's AU group. Okay? Qala yaqulu, zara yazuru, bala yabulu, tafa yatufu, taba yatubu. All these are ajwaf verbs that are from the AU group. This is the group that we're going to deal with today. Okay? We're only going to deal with the AU group. If it's from the AU group, the first radical takes Dhamma at the time of its isnad to mutaharrik pronouns. Meaning originally it was Qala, but when you put, if you put Tu with it, Ana, you're not going to say Qa-Tu. You're not going to say Qal-Tu. You're going to change it from Fatta to Dhamma. You're going to say Qultu, Qulta, Qulti, Qultum, Qultunna. It was originally a Fatta. But when you connect it to the mutaharrik pronouns, isnad to the mutaharrik pronoun, that fatta is a fatta dhamma group, right? So originally in the madi it has fatta. Normal verbs remain as fatta. You say kharaja, kharajtu, kharajta, kharajti, kharajtu, it remains fatta. But these, they don't remain fatta. They only are fatta in qala, qalat, and qalu. All the rest of the forms of the verb is going to be changed to a dhamma. So now you're going to say qultu, qulta, qulti, qultum, qultunna, like this. Qulna. Okay? So this is the first change that's going to take place. What is the change going to take place? It's going to change from a fatta to a dhamma. So when you connect it to the pronouns, other than qala, qalat, and qalu, all the rest of the forms of the verb are going to take dhamma. Okay, for example, you say, hunna qulna, anta qultu, antum qultum, anti qulti, antunna qultunna, ana qultu, nahnu qulna. All these forms of the verb are going to be changed to a dhamma when you connect it to these pronouns. فَهُنَّ فَأَنْتَ فَأَنْتِ فَأَنْتُمْ أَنْتُنَّ أَنَا نَحْنُ. All of these forms of the verb are going to take dhamma. As against the original fatta that we find in qala, qalu, and qalat. But for these forms we're going to find what? With a dhamma. قُلْتَ قُلْتُ قُلْنَا etc. Okay, is this clear? Is this clear? Okay, let me repeat it again. What we are saying here, that this is the AU group verb, right? AU group means, in the Madi it has Fatta and the Mudari has Dhamma. For three forms of the verb, huwa qala, hiya qalat, hum qalu, it's going to remain as a Fatta. All the rest of the forms of the verb are going to change to Dhamma. You're going to say, ana qultu, anta qulta, anti qulti. It's going to take Dhamma. As opposed to in the original form, it had fatta, and qala and qalat, and qalu, it had fatta. So this is the irregularity. Okay, so the ajwaf verb that's from the AU group, only the AU group, meaning it has fatta in the madi and dhamma in the mudari. Like qala yaqulu. Okay? Like what? Tafa yatufu. Bala yabulu. Taba yatubu. Tauba. Okay, these AU group ajwaf verbs, all of them are going to take, when you conjugate the past tense verb, they're going to take dhamma. Except huwa, hiya, and hum. Is that clear? Okay.
Only he, she, and they masculine.
That's right. He and she and they. Masculine.
They masculine.
Now. Okay, the rest of what it says here, we can really skip. Because these are the AI group and IA group, and we're not going to deal with them today. We'll come back to this part of the explanation when we deal with the AI group and IA group. Now. Kultum? Naam, but the meme is really indicating plurality. The pronoun is two. And tum, right? Two is saying that it's second person, and meme is saying that it's plural. But the actual pronoun is two. No. Yeah. You memorize it. No, you can memorize it. You can just memorize it. Alright, look. Just so that we don't be confused, right? The other two types of verbs, which they mention here, are the AI and IA group, okay? They said about those two groups, which we're not going to deal with today, if the verb is the AI group, meaning it has fatta in the madi and kasra in the mudari, like jalasa yajlisu, or nazala yanzilu. Those type of verbs that are AI group, if you have an ajwaf verb that's from the AI group, like Sara Yasiru, Sara Fatta Yasiru Kasra. Okay, in the ajwaf we have Sara Yasiru. Okay, we have other verbs like this from the AI group. If we have that type, the first radical is going to take Kasra. Like in the AU group, it's going to take Dhamma, right? Qultu, Qulta, Qulti. In this group, it's going to take Kasra. You're going to say Sirtu, Sirta, Sirti. Okay, and likewise the IA group, like nawima, Yenwemu, Nama Yenamu, that's IA group. That's like Shariba Yeshrabu. Shariba Yeshrabu. Kasra Fatta. Those are also going to take Kasra when you conjugate them in the Madi past tense. Okay, so you're going to say Nimtu, Nimta, Nimti with a Kasra. Okay, so these two type groups are going to take Kasra. The first type of group, AU group, is going to take Dhamma. But as far as the second two types, we're not going to deal with them today at all. We're only going to deal with the first one. But just so you know, the next two type groups, when we deal with them, their irregularity in them is that they're going to change, they're going to take Kasra. All the conjugation is going to take Kasra except Huwa, Hiya, and Hum. So Sara is here, you're going to say Sara, Huwa Sara, Hiya Sarat, Hum Saru. It's going to remain as a Fatha. But everything else is going to be Sirtu, Sirta, Sirti, and so on. Sirna, going to take Kasra. Okay? And the same thing with Nama Yanamu. Originally, it's going to remain in its original form for Huwa Nama, Hiya Namat, Hum Namu. But all the rest of them is going to say Nimtu, Nimta, Nimti. Okay, it's going to take Kasra. But we'll come to them in the following weeks. For now, we're just going to deal with one group, Fatta Dhamma. Like Nama, Qala Yaqulu. Okay? Like Tafa Yatufu. Like Taba Yatubu. And so on. We're going to deal with only these verbs like this. Okay? Dhaka Yadhuku. To taste something. And so on. All these are AU groups. This is what happens in the Madi. It changed to a Dhamma. After that, it says, near the bottom of the page, it says, the second radical is omitted, as can be seen in the above examples. The second radical is omitted means the weak letter. Not only is it going to change to a Dhamma, but the weak letter in that verb is also going to be deleted. That's why the verb is short. Qala yaqulu. When you say qala, you say qultu. You have qaf and you have lam. And you have the pronoun tu or ta or ti. So something is missing there. It's a triliteral root, right? What's missing from qultu? The weak letter waw. The weak letter waw. Alright? Because the original verb is what? Qawala. But when you conjugate it, you're going to change the fatha to a dhamma, and you're also going to delete the weak letter. So you're only going to have two letters, and you're going to have the pronoun, the fa'il of the verb. So you say qultu, qulta, qulti. Alright? So what we're saying here is two things happen. Number one, the fatha of qala, qalat, qalu, that fatha is going to be dhamma for all the rest of the forms of the verb. And the second thing we say is that the weak letter, the waw from qawala, is going to be deleted in all of these forms. The weak letter waw is going to be deleted. That's for the past tense. Okay, that's the end of the past tense. Okay, now today we're going to look at the past tense verbs and we're going to conjugate them with this in mind. That three forms are going to remain normal and all the rest of the forms are going to take dhamma. That's in the past tense. As far as in the present tense, there are more changes. Okay, on the bottom of the page it says, in the mudari. Now the mudari is going to be divided into two parts. Mudari marfu'un and mudari majzumun. So we're going to look at what happens in the mudari marfu'un, and then we're going to look at what happens in the mudari majzumun. Majzum bilam or majzum bila nahiya or whatever may make it majzum. Okay, we're going to look at those separately. So first we look at the mudari marfu'un. Okay, turn the page. Page 88. It says, the second radical is omitted at the time of its isnad to the mutaharrik pronouns. The second radical. What is the second radical? The waw, the weak letter. Okay? We're talking about mudari now. We finished with the past tense. We're talking about mudari now. Okay? So in the mudari from qala, you have yaqulu, right? You have yaqulu. The waw of the weak letter waw of this verb in the mudari is going to be deleted only when it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns. And in the mudari, there are only two mutaharrik pronouns. There are only two mutaharrik pronouns. What are they? Yaqulna, which is the feminine third person plural, and taqulna, which is the feminine second person plural. So you have hunna, yaqulna. And antunna taqulna. Naam. Okay? So in the mudari, the mutaharrik pronouns are only two. They are both feminine plurals. Second person for hunna and and third person, I mean second person for antunna and third person for hunna. The second and third person feminine plurals, hunna and antunna. These are the only mutaharrik pronouns for mudari. So these two are going to have irregularity. What's going to be the irregularity? The second radical, the weak letter, is going to be deleted. The weak letter is going to be deleted. So where would that weak letter be? In hunna, it should have been, okay, the verb ya qulna and taqulna, ya qulna should have been ya qulna. But why is that? Why we can't have ya qulna? Iltika sakinain. You have yaqul, the waw elongating the dhamma, followed by lam with sukoon. So you can't have two sakin letters, so we're deleting the weak letter. So it becomes, instead of yaqulna, it becomes yaqulna. Okay, so that's the irregularity when it's connected to the mutaharrik pronoun for the third person feminine plural, hunna, yaqulna. And the same thing for the third person second person plural, antunna, taqulna. It originally should have been antunna taqulna with a long vowel. But because of iltiqa sakinain, the waw with sukoon and lam with sukoon, we delete the waw, so then you end up with what? Taqulna. Taqulna. Instead of taqulna and yaqulna. We have yaqulna and taqulna. And this will be the same for the AU group, like qala yaqulu. It will be the same for the AI group, like Sara Yasiru, and it will be the same for the IA group, like Nama Yanamu. It will be the same. The weak letter in the second AI group is the Ya, it will be deleted. And the weak letter in the third group, it would have been Yanamna. And Tanamna. The Aleph that would have elongated the Fatah of the Noon, that Aleph would be followed by a Meem with Sukoon, so the Aleph would be iltiqa sakinain, the Aleph would be deleted. Alright, so we're not dealing with the AI group or the IA group today. The group that we're dealing with is only AU group, like qala yaqulu, so that's what we need to concentrate on right now. The mutaharrik pronouns are for hunna and antunna. Feminine, second and third person plurals. In those cases, the weak letter waw is going to be deleted due to iltiqa sakinain. That's the only two things that happen in the mudari marfu'un. But now when we go to the mudari majzum, we'll see that there are other forms of the verb that are also going to have to be modified here. Okay? But as far as the marfu'un mudari, it's only two verbs that's going to have irregularity. And both of them are plurals, both of them are feminine, second and third person feminine plurals. Hunna and antunna. The waw, the weak letter waw is deleted from both of them. That's all that we're going to see in the mudari when it's marfu'un. If the mudari is majzum because of lam or la nahiya or something else, the second radical is omitted. Again, the weak letter. In the following four forms, in addition to the two mentioned under the mudari marfu'un. So, if it's marfu'un, there are two forms that the weak letter is deleted. If it's majzum, there are four more forms where the weak letter is deleted. Actually, it is five forms, but two of them are the same, so they are mentioned here as form, as four. The first one is yaf'alu. That's for the singular, masculine, third person, huwa. Huwa yaf'alu. Right? The second one is anta taf'alu. And the same form is fahiya taf'alu. Which he is not mentioned here, but it's the same form. فَأَنْتَ أَنْ هِيَ تَفْعَلُ. The third form is أَنَا أَفْعَلُ. And the fourth form is نَحْنُ نَفْعَلُ. So if you have first person, singular or plural, أَنَا أَفْعَلُ, نَحْنُ نَفْعَلُ. Or if you have the second person, أَنْتَ, masculine. Or the third person, masculine or feminine, هُوَ أَنْ هِيَ, هُوَ يَفْعَلُ أَنْ هِيَ تَفْعَلُ. All of these forms, when they are majzum, then the second radical, which is the weak letter, is going to be omitted. It's going to be deleted. So in the mudari marfu'un, we have two forms where there's the deletion of the weak letter. And in the mudari majzum, we have four more forms, which actually are five, where the weak letter is deleted. So from this we can see that in seven forms in the majzum, four or five that are particular to majzum and two which are also in the marfu'un, that means seven forms of the 10 forms of the verb are going to have the deletion of the waw. 7 out of 10. Okay, when they are majzum. When they are marfu', it's only going to be 2 forms. But when they are majzum, it's going to be 5 plus those 2 makes 7. They mention them here as 4, but we know that taf'alu is used for anta, and it's also used for here. Remember when we studied mudari verbs, we said the same form, fa'anta, is used for the feminine third person, hiya. Alright? So that those 4 actually are 5. Plus the 2 from the marfu' makes 7 out of 10 forms of the verb are going to have the weak letter waw deleted. 2 from the marfu' also the waw is going to be deleted in the majzum. But we have, for majzum especially, we have 5. Plus 2 that we already are majzum automatically. Those are the feminine second and third person plurals. They're going to be, those, that weak letter is going to be deleted when it's marfu'un, and it's also going to be deleted when it's majzum. So we have to add them to the majzum. That makes 7 forms. Naam, hunna and antunna. Yes. In addition to huwa and hiya and anta and ana and nahnu. Okay, when we look at the conjugation tables, we will see these things. Here, we're just trying to get familiar with what's happening, okay? Okay, after this, it says, this omission is due to iltiqa' sakinain. So, for example, lam yaqul is originally lam yaqul. Here, both waw and lam are sakin, vowelless, so the weak letter waw is omitted. I think it's clear there, right? That's for the AU group. As far as the AI group, like Sara Yasiru, we have Lam Yasir. This is originally Lam Yasir. Here both the Ya and the Ra at the end of the verb are sakin, so the weak letter Ya is omitted. Instead of saying Lam Yasir, we say Lam Yasir. That's for the AI group. As far as the IA group, Nama Yanamu, Lam Yanam is originally Lam Yanam. Nama Yanamu is originally Lam Yanam. But here both the Aleph and the Mim are sakin, so the weak letter Aleph is omitted. Again, we're not dealing with the AI group and the IA group. Today we just deal with the AU group, but the same thing is happening in each of these groups. The weak letter is deleted when it's majzum. Okay, the last thing that we want to look at here is the fi'l amr. Okay, these weak letter ajwaf verbs in the fi'l amr, the second radical is omitted at the time of the isnad to the verb, isnad of the verb to the mustatir and mustaharrik and mutaharrik pronoun. Okay, meaning that in the form, the second person, masculine singular, it should be qul. But the waw is deleted, so it becomes kul. And the same thing in the feminine, plural, qulna, it originally should have been qulna, but the waw is deleted. So in both of these forms, qul and qulna, waw is deleted. As far as in the plural form for masculine, qulu, and the singular form for feminine, quli, both of them, the waw is retained. It's not deleted in qulu and quli, but it's deleted in qul and qulna. So it's deleted in the masculine singular and the feminine plural forms. It's not deleted in the masculine plural or the feminine singular forms. And this is the same thing for AU group, AI group, and IA group. The same thing is happening. It's in the masculine singular second person and the feminine plural second person. Okay? There's no need to add Hamzatul Wasl at the beginning of the Amr, as it does not commence with a sakin. So we don't have to put any Hamza like we do other verbs, like Kataba we say Uktub, or Jalasa we say Ijlis. We don't have to put any Hamzatul Wasl here because there's no sakin. So here on the next page you will see how Qul, how this verb command form is formulated. It says on the top of the page 89, from taqulu, yani the command form is always taken from the masculine singular second person anta form, because the command form is always when you're addressing somebody directly. Alright, When you're speaking directly to a person, that's the second person form. So قَالَ يَقُولُ يَقُولُ, we say second person form will be تَقُولُ, right? تَقُولُ. From this تَقُولُ, when we delete the مُضَارِي letter ta, then we get قُول. That is, after omitting the initial ta and the final dhamma, because in the command form we have to make the final letter, we have to make it ساكن, because it's مجزوم, right? We make it ساكن. So here, from تَقُولُ, when we delete the مُضَارِي letter ta, we get قُولُ. And when we make the last letter ساكن, we get قُول. And in this case, we have التقاء ساكنين, when the واو is ساكن and the لام is ساكن. So this is changed to قُول because of the meeting of two ساكن letters. So I think this is also clear. تَقُولُ becomes قُول by deleting the مُضَارِي letter, making the last letter ساكن, and deleting the weak letter because of التقاء الساكنين. And the same thing happens with تَسِيرُ. When you delete the مُضَارِي letter, it becomes سير. When the last letter is ساكن, and because of التقاء الساكنين, the weak letter يا is deleted, it becomes سير. And for تَنَامُ, when you delete the مُضَارِي letter, the تَا, it becomes نَامُ. When you make the last letter ساكن, it becomes نَام. And because of التقاء الساكنين, the alif with sukun and meem with sukun, we delete the weak letter and becomes nam. So then we from this we have qul, sir, and nam. And this is what happens with the AU group, AI group, and the IA group. All of them, basically, the command form is derived the same way, and that is by deleting the mudari letter, making the last letter sakin, and then deleting the weak letter because of iltiqa sakinin. Is it clear? Okay, as we do the exercises, inshallah, we should find ease. We should find ease, especially if we understand how this transformation takes place. Last week, this is what we read up to. We didn't read the rest of the notes, and I asked you to read them for homework. If you have any question about them, I'll take a question. If you don't have a question, we're going to skip them for now until we come to the exercises that deal with them. When we come to the exercises that deal with them, we'll come back and read the note. And the reason why I'm doing that, I don't want to confuse us with a lot of other points while we're dealing with this AJWAF AU group. I want to just kind of stick to this one thing, do the exercises related to it, the Madi form, the Mudari form, the Majzoom form, the Command form. That's a lot of stuff right there. So I want to just stick with that and don't go into anything else. So if there's any question about the rest of the notes in the key points number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, we can look at it. Otherwise, if there's no question about it right now, we're going to come back to them, inshallah, when we do the exercises for them. Okay, so what we want to do now, we want to look at the exercises that are only related to the AU group. I don't know if we want to look at the vocabulary. You want to look at the vocabulary on page 91 and 92? Maybe we should look at the vocabulary just to make sure we have the vocabulary. On page 91 and 92. Okay, 91 and 92 of the English key in the back of the book. On the bottom of the page, we have on the right column a set of verbs and some nouns also. As far as the verbs, on the right side, we have Sama Yasumu. That's A-U group. That's the group that we're dealing with right now. We have Dara Yaduru, to turn. I need to turn something, to spin it. Dara Yaduru, spinning, turning. That's AU group. Then we have Taba Yatubu, which means to repent. That's AU group. We have Bala Yabulu, to urinate. That's AU group. And then we have AI groups. But before we go to the AI groups, I want to go to the other column, the second column of the vocabulary, which also has AU group verbs. We have Qala Yakulu, to say or to tell. Kana Yakunu, AU group, means to be. Zara Yazuru means to visit, AU group. Qama Yakumu, AU group, which means to get up. And Dhaka Yadhuku, which means to taste. That's also from our AU group. And Tafa Yatufu means to go around or to make tawaf. And that's also AU group. Okay, all of those verbs are AU group. And in the rest of the vocabulary, we have some AI, which is Ja Yajiyu, to come. Ba Yabiyu, to sell. And then we have, in the second column, on the next page, we have Sara Yasiru, AI group, to walk. Asha Yaishu, AI group to live. Kala Yaqilu, AI group means to measure something. Nama Yanamu, IA group. That's IA group. Nama Yanamu, to sleep. Khafa Yakhafu, IA group to fear or to be afraid of. Kada Yakadu, IA group to be about to do something. Something that's about to happen but didn't happen. Zala Yazalu, IA group to cease to do something. And it does, it's not continue, it's not ongoing. La Yazalu, yani la yazalu, that's the same zala yazalu, but la yazalu means something continues. He is still, la yazalu yadrus, he is still studying. Ghalaba, this is a regular verb. Ghalaba yaghlibu, this IA group of a regular verb to overcome. Kadhaba yakdhibu, AI group, I'm sorry, AI group for a regular verb to tell a lie. And then we have some regular nouns. Kamilun means complete or perfect. Milhun, salt. Adasun, lentil. Qitarun, a train that a person rides on. Muntasiful layl, midnight. Sudaun, headache. Zaytun, oil, like cooking oil or other kind of oil. Baqalun, grocer. Bukharun, steam, like the steam engine trains. Mashgulun, busy. Jubnatun, cheese. Baydatun, and it's plural, baydun, egg. Fakihani, fakihaniyun, fruit seller. Daqiqun, flour, like not a flower that's a beautiful flower rose, but the flower that you use for cooking, flour. Ghabatun, forest. Ghadaun, lunch. So this vocabulary is for the whole of the lesson, including AI group verbs, IA group verbs, and the AU that we want to deal with today. Lentil? Lentil is like something small, something like a pea, a lentil, right? It's like you use it to make soup and stuff. Yeah, it's a food that you eat, lentil, like lentil soup, very nice soup. Yeah. All right. The dialogue for this lesson is containing all the verbs that we're dealing with in this lesson. We only want to deal with one verb, but we're going to read the whole dialogue, and we'll look at the verbs, the different defective verbs from different groups as we look through this dialogue. Okay, let's look at the dialogue on page 180 that you should have read for homework, insha'Allah, in preparation for this lesson. 180. الدرس السابع والعشرون. الدرس السابع والعشرون. The 27th lesson. Al-Mudarris says, متى جئت من جدة يا خالد? What is the meaning? متى جئت من جدة يا خالد? Now, when did you come from Jeddah, ya خالد? This verb جئت is from the verb جاء يجيء. جاء يجيء. That's AI group. AI group and IA group take kasra in the ماضي. So it becomes جاء becomes جئت. جئت جئت. Okay, this is not the group that we're dealing with today, but in any case, that's where it comes from. Khalid says, "Jitu amsi," meaning I came yesterday. In the first sentence, "Jita anta," in the second sentence, "Jitu ana." Jitu. Both of them taking kasra. That's an irregularity for the past tense verb when it's AI group or IA group. Whenever it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns like ta, ti, and tu. Al-Mudarris says, أَجَاءَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مَعَكَ, meaning, did Ibrahim come with you? Okay, this is the normal form of the verb, جَاءَ. It remains with فَتَّة, in جَاءَ, in جَاءَتْ here, and in هُمْ جَاءُ. And all the rest of the forms is going to turn to a كَسْرَة. But here we see it is remaining as a فَتَّة, in جَاءَ. أَجَاءَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مَعَكَ, لَا, لَمْ يَجِي. Bad. What does this mean? No, he did not come yet. Notice that lam yaji is from ja yaji'u, but it's majzum. Since it's majzum because of lam, the Ya, the weak letter from Yaji'u, is deleted. And the Ya that's written there is the Ya that's the seat for Hamza. But in the original form of the verb, if it's not majzum, then you have Ya for elongation, Yaji, and you have another Ya as a seat for Hamza. Yaji'u, or the Hamza would be written actually after the Ya. It would be written after the Ya without a seat. But here, the Hamza is written on a seat because the Ya that preceded it is deleted because of it being majzum. La lam yaji ba'du, yet. Huh? Naam, yet. Ba'd. Naam. Huh? No, it means here yet. Lam yaji ba'd. He didn't come yet. Sayaji'u al-yawma aw ghadan insha'Allah. He will come today or tomorrow insha'Allah. When you say lam yaji'u ba'd, he didn't come yet, the meaning here is that when you say ba'd, it means that he's coming, but he didn't come yet. He's coming today or tomorrow. No, he's about to come, but he didn't come yet. When you say ba'd here with lam, it means it didn't happen yet, but it's getting ready to happen. Okay? Lam yaji'u ba'd. Sayaji'u. Sayaji'u. Al-yawma aw ghadan insha'Allah. The mudarris says, Azurta as-safira. Did you visit the ambassador? Zurta is from the verb zara yazuru. Zara yazuru. That's A-U group. And the A-U group, when you connect it to mutaharrik pronouns, that fatha from zara and zarat and zaru becomes dhamma. Becomes dhamma. So you say zurtu, zurta, zurti. Azurta anta as-safira. Khalid says, Dhahabtu ila maktabihi. ولم أجده سمعت أنه لم يكن في جدة ذاك يوما. What is the meaning? ذهبت إلى مكتبتي. I went to his office. ولم أجده. But I didn't find him. سمعت أنه لم يكن في جدة ذاك يوم. Yeah, I heard, سَمَعْتُ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ. He was not. كَانَ يَكُونُ means he was. But لَمْ يَكُنْ means he was not. He was not in Jeddah that day. لَمْ أَجِدْهُ. أَجِدْ is from the verb وَجَدَ يَجِدُ. أَجِدُ. That's a defective verb too, but it's of the first type. That's the مُعْتَل فَا, which is called, what's that called? Mithal. Mithal. Ajid. Lam ajidhu. The mudarris says, Ya Adnan, innaka ghibta usbu'aini. Fa'ayna kunta? Oh, Adnan. Verily, indeed, you have been absent for 2 weeks. Fa'ayna kunta? Where have you been? Okay, in this sentence we have innaka ghibta. Ghibta is from ghaba yaghibu. That's AI group. AI group, when it's connected to mutaharrir pronouns, takes kasra. So ghaba, ghabat, ghabu, but when you connect it to mutaharrir pronouns, you change it to kasra. Ghibta, ghibti, ghibtu. Innaka ghibta usbu'aini. Fa'ina kunta. Kunta is from kana yakunu. Kana Yakunu, that's A, U group. When you connect it to mutaharrir pronouns, it becomes Dhamma. So Kana, it stays Fatta. Kanat stays Fatta. Kanu stays Fatta. All the rest of them change to Dhamma. Kuntu, Kunta, Kunti, Kunna, and so on. Yes, where have you been? Aina Kunta, Fa'aina Kunta, where have you been? Kunta, Anta Kunta, where have you been? Adnan says, Kuntu, Ana kuntu fil mustashfa, meaning I was in the hospital. Kuntu maridan jiddan, I was very sick. Wallahi laqad qidtu amutu. Wallahi, I almost died. Qidtu is from kada yakadu. Kada yakadu. Okay, kada yakadu, when it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns, becomes qidtu. That means kadu kadu means what? Almost. Something almost happened. Kidtu amutu. I almost died. The mudarris says, Wallahi, ma araftu dhalika. By Allah, I didn't know that. لم يقل لي أحد إنك مريض وإنك في المستشفى. لم يقل لي أحد. No one said to me إنك مريض that you are sick وإنك في المستشفى. No one. لم يقل لي أحد. The file of يقول is أحد. He said لم يقل أحد. No one said, li, lam yakul li ahad. No one said to me that indeed you are sick and that you are in the hospital. كيف حالك الآن? How are you now? لعلك الآن أحسن. لعلك, I hope, or it is hoped that you are now better. طيب, Adnan says, Alhamdulillah. أنا الآن أحسن ولكنني لا زال ضعيفا. الحمد لله, the praise belongs to Allah. أنا الآن أحسن. I am now better. ولكنني لا زال ضعيفا. But I am still weak. ولكنني, but indeed, verily, I am still weak. The teacher says, شفاك الله شفاء كاملا. May Allah heal you with complete healing. شفاء كاملا, complete, perfect. يا عثمان إنك تغيب كثيرا. نعم. Oh Uthman, you are absent a lot. غبت يومين في هذا الأسبوع وثلاثة أيام في الأسبوع الماضي. نعم, you were absent 2 days last week, this week, هذا الأسبوع, and 3 days في الأسبوع الماضي, last week. لا ينبغي لطالب أن يغيب كثيرا. It's not befitting of a student that he be absent a lot. لا ينبغي, it's not befitting, it's not proper, it's not suitable, it's not acceptable, not expected of a student. What kind of student are you? You're absent. How can you be a student? How are you going to learn if you don't come? Uthman says, لم أغيب ثلاثة أيام في الأسبوع الماضي كما قلت إنما غبت يوما واحدا فقط. كما قلت, I was not absent 3 days last week like you said. إنما غبت يوما واحدا فقط. I was only absent 1 day. 1 day only. In the beginning of this sentence, لم أغيب is from غاب يغيب, right? AI group. لم أغيب, this is the مضاري form. Originally it should be أغيب, but the ya, when it's followed by meem with sukoon, iltiqa sakinain, the weak letter ya is deleted. So it becomes aghibu, becomes lam aghib. ثلاثة أيام في الأسبوع الماضي كما قلت, from قال يقول قلت إنما غبت, غبت from غابة يغيب, يعني غابة يغيب is AI group, so it takes kasra when you connect it to mutaharrik pronouns, so it becomes ghib to. The ya is deleted, it becomes ghib. Two. Remember we said that the vowel is changed to kasra and the weak letter is deleted in the past tense form. So it becomes غب تو يوما واحدا فقط. نعم. The مدرس says لا تكذب. That's مجزوم بلا ناهية. لا تكذب. That's سكون on تكذب. Because it's لا ناهية. He's telling him do not. لا تكذب يا أخي. Do not lie, oh my brother. إنك غبت يوم السبت ويوم الثلاثاء ويوم الأربعاء. Indeed, you were absent on Saturday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Uthman says, أنا آسفٌ يا أستاذ لن أغيب في المستقبل إن شاء الله. I'm sorry, oh teacher. لن أغيب في المستقبل إن شاء الله. I will not be absent in the future, inshallah. لن أغيب is from غاب يغيب. Okay, it's mansub because of لن, so it becomes أغيب. The mudarris says, قم يا آدم أتنام في الفصل. قم يا آدم. Stand up, O Adam. أتنام في الفصل. Are you sleeping in the classroom? أَتَنَامُ فَمْ نَامَ يَنَامُ أَنْتَ تَنَامُ أَتَنَامُ فِي الْفَصْلِ. Adam says, أَنَا آسِفٌ يَا أُسْتَاذ. I'm sorry, O teacher. غَلَبَنِي الْنَوْمُ لِأَنَّنِي مَا نِمْتُ الْبَارِحَةَ. غَلَبَنِي الْنَوْمُ. Yes, yeah, sleep. غَلَبَ means to overcome. غَلَبَنِي الْنَوْمُ. The noun overcame me. لِأَنَّنِي مَا نِمْتُ الْبَارِحَةِ. Because I didn't sleep last night. مَا نِمْتُ from نَامَ يَنَامُ. That's from IA group. Takes كَسْرَ when you connect it to the متحرك pronoun. So نَامَ becomes نِمْتَ. مَا نِمْتُ الْبَارِحَةَ. مُدَرِّس. لِمَا لَمْ تَنَمْ. لِمَا لَمْ تَنَمْ. Why did you not sleep? Okay, this form of the verb is originally tanam with the alif after the noon, but that alif is sakin followed by meem sakin, so the weak letter is deleted. Lam tanam. Adam says, "Kana bi suda'un shadidun falam anam bi sababihi." Kana bi suda'un shadidun, meaning suda'un is a headache. Shadidun, a severe headache. فَلَمْ أَنَمْ بِسَبَبِهِ. So I did not sleep because of it. Because of it. لَمْ أَنَمْ is originally لَمْ is originally أَنَامُ. أَنَا أَنَامُ. But the alif is deleted because of إِلْتِخَاءِ ساكنين. So أَنَامْ becomes لَمْ أَنَمْ بِسَبَبِهِ. Due to it. Because of it. يَرُنُّ الْجَرَسُ فَيَكُومُ وَالْمُدَرِّسُ. Meaning, the bell is ringing, so the teacher is standing up. Sayyid says, يَا أُسْتَاذُ أَنَا أُرِيدُ أَنَا زُورَكَ الْيَوْمَ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. Now, oh teacher, I want to visit you today after Asr prayer. The Mudarris says, زُورْنِي غَدًا فَإِنِّي مَشْغُولٌ الْيَوْمَ. زُرْنِي غَدًا فَإِنِّي مَشْغُولٌ الْيَوْمَ. Visit me tomorrow. For verily I am busy. مَشْغُول الْيَوْم. أَنَا مَشْغُول. Don't visit me today. زُرْنِي is the command form, right? From زَارَ يَزُورُ. يَزُورُ from the verb from أَنْتَ تَزُورُ. Delete the ta, right? Make the last letter ساكن. And then the waw is deleted because of sakinain. Tazuru. Zur. It's from Zara. Yazuru is AU group. Naam. The command form is Zur. Okay? Naam. What would be the command form of Tafa Yatufu? Tafa Yatufu. To circumambulate, to go around. Tuf. Tuf. From Tatufu, delete the ta, make the last letter sakin, tuf, delete the iltiqa sakinain, the waw because of iltiqa sakinain, tuf. Same as tauba, the verb from, the command from taba yatubu will be what? Tub. From zaka yadhuku to taste, zuk. And like this. So this is the end of the dialogue. Let's look at the questions.
He did not sleep.
Huwa la He did not sleep is past tense. Past tense. So you're going to use the past tense of the verb, right? Ma. Ma. Nama. Huwa ma nama. Al-varihata. Ma nama. It's past tense verb, right? But if you want to use the present tense verb, then you would say, Nama yanamu. Huwa yanamu. Huwa lam yanam. Lam yanam. It should be yanamu, but the aleph is deleted because iltiqa sa'inain. So yanamu becomes yanam. Lam yanam. Huwa lam yanam. Lam yanam. Al-barihata. Taib. Okay, let's look at comprehension questions first. There's only four questions here. Ajib an al-asila al-atiya. Number one, kam usbu'an ghaba adnanu. Kam usbu'an ghaba adnanu. Ghaba adnanu usbu'aini. Usbu'aini. Naam, usbu'ain. 2 weeks. Number two, lima kana adnanu ghaiban. Why was Adnan absent? Ghaiban. لأنه كان مريضا شديدا وكان في المستشفى. طيب number three, كم يوما غاب عثمان في الأسبوعين. كم يوما غاب عثمان في الأسبوعين. غاب عثمان خمسة أيام في الأسبوعين. خمسة الأيام يعني ثلاثة في أسبوع ويومين في الأسبوع. All together five. نعم مضاف إليه. نعم. Number four. لما لم ينم آدم. لما لم ينم آدم. لم ينم آدم لأن كان به صوت صداع شديد. كان به صداع شديد. طيب okay, now let's look at the AU verbs. Well, before that they're giving us a listing of AU verbs, AI verbs and IA verbs. Okay, so under the AU we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 verbs, 10 examples of AU verbs. قال يقول means what? He said. كان يكون means to be. He was. زار يزور to visit. He visited. قام يقوم he stood. ذاق يذوق he tasted. طاف يطوف he went around to circumambulate. صام يصوم he fasted. دار يدور to go around, yani for something to spin in a circular form. تاب يتوب he repented. بال يبول to urinate, he urinated. Okay, these are all AU group and these are the ones that we're going to deal with first as we go through this lesson. B is AI groups. جاء يجيء meaning to come, he came. باع يبيع to sell, he sold something. باع يبيع. سار يسير to walk. عاش يعيش to live like عاش هو عاش في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He lived in the time, in the lifetime of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهو يعيش في بلاد المسلمين. He lives in the land of the Muslims. عاش يعيش means to live in a certain time or in a place. Like سكنة, yeah, means that سكنة though means where you house that. You reside. To reside in a certain place. To reside. He resides in that place. Okay, he resides in this land. But عاش means that he lived there. Not necessarily residence. It's a little bit different. They're close in meaning. You can say they're used sometimes interchangeably, but sakana really is in reference to second, where you reside. And asha just means where you live. Like he might live in this country, but he is housed, he resides in his own house, or in an apartment, or in a tent. Okay? Where does he reside? He resides in this particular place. Sometimes it can be used interchangeably, but they have a slight different meaning. Askunu, naam, from Sakana. Ana Askunu, naam. So, Sakana has a more specific meaning of residence. But it can be used like you live in that place. You can say it like that, naam. But it is more specific to residence. Whereas Aisha doesn't have the meaning of residence. Just means you live in that place or in that time period. So that's the difference between them. Otherwise, sometimes they can be used interchangeably. Now, you can say, هو يسكن في السودان or هو يعيش في السودان. Now, you can use both words. But the meanings is light, little slight different connotation in one of them from the other. Okay, the last verb of the second group is كالا يكيلو. It means to measure. كالا يكيلو. To measure something. Now it has taken on the meaning today of weight. They say a kilo, kilogram. Right? It's taken on the meaning of weight, but actually originally kala kilo means to measure. To measure like the volume of something. Okay, the third group, IA group, is like the normal verbs shariba, yashrabu, or samiya, yasma'u, hamida, yahmadu, kasra in the madi, fatta in the mudari. And we have for the ajwaf, we have nama yanamu, which means to sleep. Khafa yakhafu, which means to fear. Kada yakadu, to almost happen, to be about to happen. Ma zala la yazalu. Ma zala is still. Yani la yazalu means it's still going on. La yazalu huwa la yazalu muridan. He is still sick. And I'm going to add one that we will see later on in the lesson. Sha'a yasha'u. Sha'a is also from this group. Sha'a yasha'u. From IA group. Huh? Sha'a. Yani shin fatta alif hamza. Written without a seat. Sha'a yasha'u. Means to will. Like ma sha'a Allah. Sha'a yasha'u. To will. Okay, now, finally, we reach the past tense conjugation of the first group, A-U group. And they have given us the example here of the verb qala, past tense verb. We're only talking about the past tense here. Okay, so we see, Hamid qala, Aminatu qalat. Yani huwa qala, hiya qalat. Anta قلت أنت قلت and أنا قلت. Those are the singular forms. Okay, هو قال هي قالت أنت قلت أنت قلت أنا قلت. As far as the plurals, they have الطلاب قالوا الطالبات قلنا أنتم قلتم أنتن قلتن النحن قلنا. So for the plural forms we have الطلاب or هم قالوا الطالبات or هن قلنا أنتم قلتم أنتن قلتن النحن قلنا. What we want to pay attention to here is that three forms of the verb هو قال هي قالت and هم قالوا. They remain in their normal form as فتح ضم group. The rest of the forms of the verb are connected to متحرك pronouns تاتي تو تم and so on, and therefore they change from فتح to ضم. So you say قلت 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 قلنا قلتم قلتن and so on like this. Alright, so this is what we need to know about the past tense of these verbs. فهو قال هي قالت and هم قالوا, they remain normal as the فتح ضم group. But the فتح ضم group, whenever you conjugate them and you do the isnad or connecting them to the متحرك pronoun, the rest of the pronouns, it's going to change from فتح to ضم. So you're going to say قلت and قلت and قلتي and قلنا and قلتن and قلتم and so on. Alright? So when we conjugate it, this is what we should be looking at. Okay, the first one they want us to conjugate, okay, when you turn the page, This says exercise number 4, Asnid Qama Wazara Wakana ila Bamair, to the pronouns, right? Kama fi at-tamrin as-sabiq, as in the previous exercise. Okay? So somebody, we want you to do the conjugation of the verb qama. Qama. Who wants to try it? Give it a shot. We'll do the singulars first, and then we'll do the plurals. Go ahead. Qama. We're doing the verb qama. Remember that qama and qamat and qamu will remain the same. The rest of them will change to dhamma. Now. Hamidun. Qama. Aminatu qamat. أمت قمت أنت قمت أنا قمت نعم. Alright, okay, let's do the plurals for the verb, the same verb قام. نعم الطلاب قاموا. الطالبات قمنا. نعم. أنتم قمتم. أنتن قمتن. نحن قمنا. قمنا. Okay, so what we have here in the when the متحرك pronouns are connected, we have the form of the verb. This in this particular verb, we have qama yakumu, right? So qama, the weak letter is going to be deleted, right? So we're going to have qaf and we're going to have meem. So we're going to have qum tu, qum ta, qum ti, qum na, qum tum, qum tunna. We're going to have a qaf and meem with dhamma, and then we're going to have the mutaharrik pronoun connected to it. All right, so it's not really that difficult. You just got to think of the pronouns. You have to connect to it. You're going to have the verb form. Originally, it is qama, right? The qama is originally qawama, but the weak letter is going to be deleted. So when the weak letter is deleted and the dhamma is changed to dhamma, you're going to get kum, tu, kumta, kumti, and so on. Alright? So any verb that you want to conjugate, you're going to do it like this. You're going to say anta, kumta, anti, kumti, antum, kumtum, antunna kumtunna, like this. Nahnu qumna, ana qumtu. All right, okay, let's do the next verb. The next verb is what? Zara. Zara yazuru. Zara yazuru. This AU group, so it's going to take dhamma. Except for in zara, zarat, and zaru, the rest of them is going to be zur. Without the waw, it's going to be zur. Okay, zurta, zurti, zurta, zurtum. Like this. Now, okay, who will take the first one? I mean, the next one. Okay, Abdul Haq. No, we're going to do qama, zara. Zara, yeah, okay, go ahead. Okay, hamidun, zara. Naam. Aminatu. This za, huwa and hiya remains the same. Zarat. Zara, huwa zara, hiya zarat. Naam. Anta. Dhamma. Zurta. Zurta. Naam. Anti. Zurti. Ana zurtu. Ana zurtu. Okay, let's look at the plurals. At-tulab. Okay, it's this one, right? This one is for the at-tulab hum is going to remain its original form. Zari yazuru. So it's going to be zaru. It's going to remain as fatta. Zaru. The rest of them is going to change to dhamma. Okay, so you said tulabu zaru, at talibatu Zurna, with a short vowel. Zurna. Antum. Zurtum. Antum zurtum. Antunna. Zurtunna. Nahnu. Zurna, with a long vowel. Naam. Okay, kana yakunu. Abu Bakr. Kana yakunu. Naam. Hamidun kana. Kanat. Naam. Kunta. Naam. It changes to Dhamma. The weak letter is deleted, so you get kunta. Anta kunta. Naam. Anti. Kunti. Ana. Kuntu. Ana kuntu. Okay, the plurals. Hum. At-tullab. Kanu. It remains as fatta. Kana, kanat, and kanu. Naam. At-talibatu kunna. Kunna, with a short vowel. Kunna. Antum. Kuntum. Antunna. Kuntunna. Nahnu. Kunna, with a long vowel. Nahnu kunna. Okay, before we go to the next exercise, I want to do a few more conjugations so everybody get a chance to conjugate. Okay, so let's take another vowel like, another verb like zaka yadhuku. Let's do zaka yadhuku. Naam. Hamidun. Zaqa. Naam. Aminatu. Zaqat. Anta Zukta. Naam. Anta Zukta. Anti Zukti. Ana Zuktu. Plurals. At-tulab wa hum Zaku. Zaka yadhuku. Zaka. Zaka. Zaqat. And Zaku. Naam. At-talibatu ذق ذقنا أنتم ذقتم أنتن ذقتن نحن ذقنا يا شيخنا you wanna do one? Tired, okay, no problem. Okay, let's do صام يصوم. Okay, صام, right? I'm going to ask you the pronouns and you give me the verb form, okay? Sama, right? To fast. Hua?
Hua yasum.
Past tense.
Sama.
Hua sama. Hia?
Hia
samat. Hum?
Samu.
Samu. Ana? Sumtu. Anta? Sumta. Anti? Sumti. Antum. Sumtun. Antum. Sumtum. Antunna. Sumtunna. Hum. Hum samu. Hunna. Sumna. Nahnu. Sumna. Okay, don't be confused between hunna, sumna, short vowel, and nahnu, sumna, with a long vowel. Okay, let's do another one. Okay, taba yatubu. Taba, past tense verb, taba. Huwa? Taba. Hiya? Tabat. Anta? Tubta. Anta tubta. Anti? Tubti. Ana? Tubtu. Nahnu? Tubna. Hum? tabu. Hum is normal. Tabu. Taba, taba, tabu. Hum tabu. Hunna. Tubna. Tubna. Antum. Tub. Tubtum. Antunna. Tubtunna. Hunna. Tubna. Nahnu. Tubna. Jayyid, jayyid. MashaAllah. Look, last week we didn't know, we didn't have a clue about this. And this week, mashaAllah. Okay, one more, last one. Tafa yatufu. What does tafa mean? To go around, like to circumambulate the Kaaba. A tawaf, right? Tafa yatufu. Tafa, huwa? Tafa, hiya? Tafat, hum? Tafu. Tafu. Hunna? Tufna. Tufna. Antum. Tuftum. Antunna. Tuftunna. Nahnu. Tufna. Like this, okay? So if you practice with all the verbs that you can find from the AU group of Ajwa verbs, eventually you keep doing it, it's not difficult at all. It's not difficult at all. But you have to master it before you go to the next one. Before we go to AI group and IA group, you have to master AU group. Okay, once you master AU group, class, any verb that you see like that, Sama yasumu, tafa yatufu, dhaka yadufu, kama yakumu, qala yakumu, class, it's all the same. All the same. Then what you're going to do, you're going to delete the weak letter, and you're going to put dhamma, except in the three forms, huwa, qama, hiya qamat, and hum qamu. The rest of them, you're going to change the dhamma, and you're going to say, kum, tum, kum ta, kum ti, kum, whatever. You're going to do like that. Qala, qul na, qul tum, qul ta, qul ti, qul tu, like this. It's going to be easy. Once you practice with it, conjugate the verbs over and over again. Try to do it without looking at them. Just try to do it in, like, you know, just haphazardly. Go from any pronoun to another. Try to do them in order, first person, second person, third person. Try to do singulars, plurals. Try to just mix it up a little bit until it sticks in your head. Before we go into the next group, we're not going to go into the next group until we do the mudari marfu'un, mudari majzumun, and fi'l amr. We're going to do all of them, just AU group, we're just going to work with that until we get it good. And then inshallah, we do AI group, and then we do IA group, inshallah. Before we go on to the naqis verbs. Naqis is a whole different world. That's like, Allah musta'an. But this one is, yani the first one, mithal is the easiest. The ajwaf is a little bit harder. And naqis is a little bit harder. So alhamdulillah, we do it in this order. We take it little by little. Practice with it. But you have to practice. And you don't come back to class next week and you didn't open a book since you left here today. You have to practice. Actually, our time is finished right now. So what I want us to do, if we could take just a few minutes just to read the exercise number 5. And next week, inshallah, we start with the mudari of the AU group. We start with the mudari next week. So what I want to do right now is just read one more exercise, exercise number 5. And then for homework, I want you to do the rest of the exercises, 6 through 17. All of that's dealing with AU group. Okay, that's the mudari marfoon, mudari majzoom, and fil amra. This is all of the rest of the exercises dealing with that. There's explanations for them. We already discussed them. Go back and look at the key if you have to. Just look at the key to deal with AU group. And you will see the conjugation of the mudari verb when it's marfu'un. And then you will see the mudari verb. They'll give you some exercises with it and some reading with it. And then after that, 9, you'll see the mudari verb when it's majzoom with lam. And they'll give you some exercises with that. And also some reading with that. So you see how it looks. And then they'll give you the fi'l amra. And some exercises and reading with that. And then we'll see the majzoom form again with la nahiya before we go on to the next group. So those exercises for this group go up to 17. And 18 starts the next group. So don't even look at 18 if you don't. If you want to, you can. But it's not necessary to look at 18 right now because we're going to do the exercise in the next class up to 17. That's going to be the mudari of the AI group when it's marfu'un. AU group when it's marfu'un. And then the mudari when it's majzoom. And then we're going to see the fi'l amra. And then we're going to see the majzoom when it's majzoom with la nahiya as opposed to lam and That all of that is dealing with a U group. Let's just do the reading quickly. Let's do exercise number 5. Ikra Mayali. Somebody read the first. Let's start with Musa. Can you read the first one? Naam. Zurna al mudarrisa al jadida al barihata. Meaning? Naam, we visited the new teacher al-bariha. Al-barihata means last night. Al-barihata, last night. Number 2. Okay, the question. Adhukta. Hatha ta'ama ya ukh, or it should be adhukti. هذا الطعام يا أختي. What does it mean? أذقتي هذا الطعام يا أختي؟ نعم. Did you taste this food, oh sister? أذقتي أنت هذا الطعام يا أختي؟ The answer? نعم ذقته أنا ذقته ووجدته لذيذا جدا meaning yes I tasted it and I وجدته I found it very delicious very tasty number 3 Abdul Haq نعم ذهبت أنا ذهبت إلى مكة وطفت بالكعبة meaning نعم I went to Mecca and I went around I circumambulated the Kaaba number 4 صمنا يوم الاثنين meaning We fasted Monday, Yawmul Itsnaini. Number 5. Naam, ماذا قلت أنت لحامد يا أحمد? What is the meaning? ماذا قلت لحامد? ماذا قلت from قال يقول ماذا قلت أنت what is the meaning what did you say to Hamid or Ahmed what did you say to Hamid or Ahmed ما قلت له شيئا I didn't say to him anything ما قلت له شيئا I didn't say to him anything number 6 Musa What is the meaning? متى قمتم من النوم يا أبنائي? When did you wake up? When did you get up from sleep? Oh my sons. Rest. نعم قمنا قبل أذان الفجر meaning We woke up after the Fajr Adhan? I hope we woke up before it, inshallah. We woke up before the Fajr Adhan. Number 7. Naam. Bala at-tiflu fi thawbi. What does it mean? Bala. What does bala yabulu mean? To urinate. At-tiflu. What's the meaning of tiflu? The child or the infant urinated in my thobe, in my clothing. Naam. Bala. Yabulu. Number 8. Tubtu ila Allah. From taba yatubu. Tubtu ila Allah meaning? I repented to Allah. Number 9. Abu Bakr. نعم كنت متعبا اليوم. What does that mean? متعب. Tired. كنت متعبا اليوم. I was tired today. فلم أذهب إلى المدرسة. So I didn't go to school. Number 10, شيخنا. زارني زار يزور زارني صديقي meaning my friend visited me MC yesterday وزرته اليوم and I visited him today زارني he visited me وزرته and I visited him notice زارني has فتح because زار and زارت and زارو remain normal and زرته has ضمة because of إسناد Naam, AU group, it takes Dhamma, Zurtuhu. Okay, we're going to stop here, right? But the next exercise is dealing with the Fi'l Mudari. So please look at it carefully and notice what happens in the Fi'l Mudari. There are only two mutaharrik pronouns. The two mutaharrik pronouns are the two feminine plurals, Hunna and Antunna. There are only two mutaharrik pronouns. In those cases, the weak letter is deleted. The weak letter is deleted. The rest of them, Yani after the initial change of changing yaqulu from yaqwalu to yaqulu, after that initial change, it remains constant. Huwa yaqulu, hiya taqulu, anta taqulu, anti taqulina, anti taqulina, ana aqulu, nahnu naqulu, antunna taqulna, yani antum taquluna, at-talibatu yaqulna, that's the feminine plural that is a mutaharrik pronoun and hum yaquluna huwa yaqulu hum yaquluna so this is the mudari marfu'un in the majzum we're going to see the weak letter being deleted and in the fil amra we know that the harf mudari is deleted the last letter is made sakin and then the weak letter is deleted because of iltiqa sakinain Please look at these exercises. The lam that makes it majzoom and the la nahiya that makes it majzoom and try to complete all the exercises from number 6 through 17. If you complete those exercises, when we go through them in class, inshallah, it should be relatively easy. And if we do well, then inshallah we should be able to finish them and go to the next group, which is AI group. So for homework, do the rest of the exercises for AU group, the Mudari, Marfoon and Majzoom and Fi'l Amra, and look at the AI group. We will go over the key dealing with AI group, and we'll go over some explanation of the AI group to make sure it's fresh in our mind. We'll look at some of the examples that they have for AI group, and then we'll start conjugating the past tense, and hopefully hopefully next week we'll do some of the present tense. It should be more familiar with us now. We went kind of slow today, a lot of repetition to make sure that it sticks in our minds. Especially if you're studying this for the first time, it can be a little overwhelming. But once you start drilling and doing the exercises, khalas, it will stick in your head. The more you do the exercise, the more it's going to stick in your head. Like the more you repeat those conjugation of the verbs, the more it's going to stick in your head. Any verb that you come across like that, it's going to be easy for you because it's going to be the same format. It's going to be the same format. Okay, so it'll become easy. The AI group is basically the same. It's not a lot of difference except that instead of taking Dhamma, you're going to do the exact same thing. It's going to take Kesra. It's going to take Kesra. Otherwise, Yani Zara, Sara Yasiru, for example, is going to remain in its normal form in the three forms. Huwa Sara. He is Sarat, hum Saru. After that, everything is going to take Kasra. The weak letter is going to be deleted. You're going to say Sirtu, Sirta, Sirti, Sirtum, Sirna, and so on. Just like we did with Qumna, Qumtum, and so on. It's going to be with Kasra. That's the only difference. Okay, so the AI group should be a little easier than the AU group was because now we're familiar with the format. We know what we have to do. We're going to do the exact same things. Except in the past tense is going to take kasra instead of the dhamma, with as the AU group took dhamma, the AI group is going to take kasra, and the IA group is also going to take kasra. So I hope inshallah that everybody will come back next week prepared. Ramadan is over, but the Shawwal is here. You know, it's better bi-idhnillahi ta'ala if a person can fast these days in the early part of the month according to your convenience and ease, and get it done so that there is a tremendous reward for the person who fasts 6 days of Shawwal after Ramadan. If we have completed all of the 29 days of Ramadan, we should start fasting Shawwal as soon as we can and try to get them done and get this reward bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, any questions about what we covered today or what the homework is?
All right, alhamdulillah.